Welcome to the latest episode of the new P&L to the Point. Firstly, a quick update. Regular listeners will have noticed that we haven't published an episode for 3 or 4 weeks. Unfortunately, we had a couple of developments on the personal front over the last month, which took us away from the podcast and other things as well. So firstly, thank you for your patience. We're back on stream now and we have some awesome guests lined up over the next few weeks. The launching of the new P&L Leadership Network I've been introducing to you over the last few weeks has also been delayed as a result and is likely now to be launched in the new year, but we'll update you again on this in the coming weeks. Okay, so let's crack on with this week's The New P&L to the Point. This week we are asking, are you a door kicker or a door fixer? Let me explain what I mean. I had a conversation recently with a wonderful friend of mine who works in a specific area of social impact and change. She's a social activist working within her community in both a professional and a personal capacity to facilitate real and tangible social change in people's lives, especially vulnerable people's lives. And she's doing an incredible job at it. Out there consistently and passionately advocating for change, raising awareness and helping to drive policy development at a national and a local level, pushing for more funds and resources to be allocated, and she's an exceptionally inspiring and dedicated individual. And in the course of our conversation, my friend was questioning out loud whether she was doing enough, whether what she was doing was making enough of an impact, whether she was enough of an activist for change, effectively, whether she was kicking the door down hard enough, so to speak. Just for the record, as I've alluded to just a moment ago, my friend was achieving all of the above phenomenally well from what I could see. But we all carry this self-doubt, especially when the cause is a just one. And it's this point about kicking the door down hard enough that really got me thinking about the role of both social activism in facilitating change, but also more generally about the characteristics of people that are needed to facilitate discernible change in all areas of life, whether that be social change or change that is driven through business, product, or technological innovation. And I think there's often a fundamental misconception when it comes to this change. And that misconception is that for real change to happen in society or in business, that we all have to be the door kickers, constantly kicking at and busting down the social, societal, or business innovation door, breaking through and transforming our world. And 100% we need the door kickers. Change will never come without those who have the vision, the tenacity, and the determination to actively kick the door of change through and bust it down. And I've actually seen the power of this in my own life firsthand. My mother has been and still is a passionate social activist on behalf of a number of underrepresented communities in my hometown in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And I've seen the real change, tangible things happen as a result of her actions and her enduring belief that persistence will eventually beat resistance. Persistent door kickers like my mum are vital for change to occur. But I think the door kickers, by their very nature, have probably got more profile over the years because their actions are louder and more provoking. But, and it's a huge but, door kickers cannot do it alone. And ironically, the long-term results of their actions are actually very limited without what we will call, for the purposes of today's discussion, the door fixers. The door fixers, these are the people who metaphorically pick up the pieces of the door that has been busted down, put the door back together in a new way that enables those who couldn't use it before to now constantly walk through it, use it, and positively take advantage of what is on the other side of that door. Something that had been inaccessible for so long. So in real terms, the door fixers are the people who put the framework in for change, build the policy, actually deliver the technological innovation that was based on a vision that busted the door down. They are often the quieter people, but the no less passionate, determined, or tenacious people. It just all shows in a different way that is more in line with their character. They fix rather than kick. But they are no less committed and no less part of the team that is necessary for change. And I know I, for example, fall into that category. So let's consider one of the really obvious examples from the world of business. Apple, when it was led for the second time by Steve Jobs in the late 90s and early 2000s. It was a period of tremendous door-kicking innovations from Apple, the iMac, iPods, iPhones, and many other innovations besides. And Steve Jobs was that door-kicking visionary that could see where the world and technology needed to go. He had a vision for sure, and he kicked down that door. But he had extraordinary door fixers around him, helping to deliver on that vision and to bring it to reality. Think about Johnny Ive, for example, Apple's chief design officer at the time and the man largely credited with the beautiful nature of the physical design of the iMac, iPod, and iPhone. And that physical and visual appeal of these technologies was so fundamental to their success. In fact, it could be argued that all this kicking door down innovation that Apple delivered through this period would have been far less successful if not for the aesthetic beauty and appeal of these devices. The loud and incredible innovation also needed the soft and delicate design to underpin it and ultimately to drive its success. The door kickers also needed the door fixers. A busted door is just a mess without someone who recognizes what now needs to happen and then makes it happen. So as we come to the end of the new P&L to the point today, my question to you is actually really more of a request. I want you to think across your business or organization. You'll no doubt recognize who the door kickers are, those who outwardly agitate for change, growth, or innovation. But who are the door fixers in your organization or business? Who are those that are actually making it happen, driving and sustaining the change, the growth, or the innovation? And when you've identified them, spend some time with them. Understand what they are doing, what they are thinking, how they are facilitating the change, and what you can do to help, support, or reward them for this. Because we need the door fixers, and they need the recognition too. Thank you once again for listening to the new P&L to the Point. And thank you so much for joining us once again after our impromptu and unexpected hiatus over the last few weeks. Join us again next week, where we will be speaking with Jeffrey Madoff, professor at Parsons School of Design in New York City, author of Creative Careers, and founder and CEO of Madoff Productions. Finally, I'm Paul. It's great to be back. Have a wonderful week and speak again soon.